Hello, it's Wednesday, the 19th of June in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another evening nightly news. Myself, Luke Collins, the wonderful Kat, and the gorgeous Christine over in Alabama. How you doing, ladies?
Very well, thank you. Really well tonight.
Very good indeed.
Good. How's your tummy, Kat? You've had a bit of a... No, I haven't. Christine's had a bit of an upset tummy, and Catherine's going away tomorrow. So... Yeah, there you go. That's the update, and I'm okay. News. Okay, ongoing. When there's no Kate Watch, as and when that'll be. So this is an interesting one. Guam. Now, Guam is very much a hub for the child trafficking. Very, very much a hub. And an interesting report has come out today in military.com. Or was it yesterday? Today or yesterday? The military on Guam has no intensive care unit for newborn babies in a critical condition. So obviously there's a huge military base over in Guam. We know it is the it's a real hub for the child traffickers, and they don't have the facilities there to cope with babies getting born. Especially with severe birth defects, and the chances of life and saving a lot of these babies is little to none. So the Defense Health Agency has established a neonatal stabilization team, or a NEOSTAT, on Guam to provide care until the babies can be evacuated to a military NICU in Okinawa or Hawaii. The team consists of active duty neonatologists who rotates to Guam every 6 weeks, and two NICU nurses and an NICU respiratory therapist who rotate every 3 to 6 months. So apparently a stabilization team provides around the clock coverage and can stabilize a newborn baby until they improve or can be evacuated off the island via neonate capable critical or transportation team. Why now? How come all of a sudden they have an influx of babies that they can't cope with? This is my art question behind this story. What are they finding? What are they unearthing in Guam?
Yeah, it is a bit. Where is Guam? Just sorry, I've never.
I think it's around like Hawaii, one of those little islands, I do believe.
Oh, right. Okay, it's a little island then.
Yeah. See, and it makes me think of Myanmar, it does, and what goes on in Myanmar, because the main reason people go to Myanmar, even though it's not nearby, but again, it's another small island. And we had the arrest of their leaders who were very, very much linked to Hillary Clinton. That island was mainly for dealing in child trafficking. You know, we know babies are getting born underground from the
100%.
So my question, this is what I'm believing, possibly could be linking to that article in military.com.
Yeah, it sounds very much like it, doesn't it? You know, there's this sinister sort of feeling to that, do you know what I mean? Like you say, we've seen it before, haven't we? You know, and we do know that it's going on.
But the military are getting involved, and this is the military do not have enough intensive care for newborns. The military.
Well, and the thing is, Guam is an island in Micronesia in the Pacific Ocean. It is a U.S. territory, which means that it is part of the United States. And citizens of Guam are citizens of the United States as well. So that's an interesting little tidbit there.
But even so, they wouldn't just have a military hospital for things like this, surely. This is what my spidey senses are just picking up. It's the military on Guam has no intensive care units for newborns.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are newborn babies going into the military base?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's just something for people to, you know, just bring in the forefront. What are they finding in Guam? And I think it's a story we do have to kind of keep an eye on.
Yeah, and for people to go and have a look themselves.
Yeah, actually. And have a look. And if you can find out more, please do, because we only have limited amounts of time to do research. And Yeah, if anyone's got any more information, get in touch. info@libertytactics.co.uk. Right, I'm going to just fly through mine, Kat, then it's over to you, and then we'll finish up with Christine's. The UK's Richard's family are on trial in Switzerland amidst allegations they spent more money caring for their dog than their servants. The Hinduja family, who are worth an estimated 37 billion, is accused of exploitation and human trafficking. The family own a villa in Geneva's wealthy neighborhood of Cologny, and the charges against them all relate to their practice of importing servants from India to look after their children and their households. It's alleged that Prakash and Kamal Hindujar, together with their son AJ and his wife Namrata, confiscated staff's passports, paid them as little as £7 for 18-hour days, and allowed them little freedom to leave the house. A week in court, one of the Geneva's most famous prosecutors, Yves Bertossa, compared the almost 10,000 a year, compared the almost 10,000 a year he claimed the family had spent on their dog to the daily amount they were allegedly paying their servants. It's not the first time Geneva, hub for international organizations as well as the world's wealthy, has been in the spotlight over alleged mistreating of servants and trafficking. That's Britain's wealthiest family are on trial in
I've
Switzerland.
never even heard of them. How do you get 30? How do you accumulate that sort of money? 37. Do you know what I mean?
Well, here's the deal. You've got 13 bloodline families, most names you've never heard of that rule everything, right? So there's a
They
name we've
do just.
never heard of.
Yeah,
Interesting.
exactly. And they're the richest family in the UK, you know?
£67 billion they're worth.
Wow.
So Hinduja, the family are called Hinduja. But what sort of like made me also like things come up is when they said Switzerland.
Yeah, we know that's a hub.
We know that's a hub,
Exactly.
and we also supposedly we don't know. We've got to, you know, this is allegedly the American military have got control of Switzerland.
Okay.
Allegedly, according to Nahar Dasani, but we're a bit on, you know, we're tiptoeing around that name, aren't we, Christine?
For sure.
So,
Yeah.
yeah, that's Britain's richest family. Now, I covered this when we used to do the findings and the ramblings show, which was 20 around 2020 and 2021, 4 years ago. We covered this quite a lot, and there were some fantastic memes going out. Do you remember the monoliths that started just appearing all over the place in weird locations, these
Yeah,
monoliths?
remember that.
Well, apparently they are back. The monoliths are back. So this is LVMPD. So where's LV? LVMPD Police Department.
Not a clue.
LV like
Las
Las Vegas.
Vegas, could it be Las
Yeah. Oh,
Vegas?
yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
So there's one
Yeah.
in Las Vegas which appeared on June 17th, only 2 days ago. And there has been another one. Only today, apparently, a mysterious monolith appears on a US hiking trail, leaving officials absolutely baffled. So these appeared obviously in 2020, and I will link these down. And yeah, another one discovered. It was first thing this morning, it was posted, and it appears in the middle of a hiking trail. So what the hell's going on? What's going on? And now we've got crop circles again.
I
What's
wonder if that's what Kate's been hiding behind.
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry.
We'll find her. Yeah,
Oh my goodness. So yeah, this is my last story. Everyone's gonna be peed at this. Scotland's wide abortion censorship zones. Scottish Parliament has voted through legalisation banning pro-life witnesses outside abortion centres. Gillian Mackie, who's leader of the Green Party or from the Green Party, has passed a bill into law, and there was it was voted 118-1 that people who go and read the Bible, silent prayer, or talk to anybody, or doing any kind of vigils outside abortion centres, risk a fine if they're within 200 metres of an abortion centre. The law prohibits behaviour that seeks to influence the decision of another person to access, provide, or facilitate an abortion. It also criminalises any individual deemed to prevent or impede or cause harassment, alarm, or distress to someone in relation to their decision to access, provide, or facilitate an abortion. So if you're trying to prevent somebody from having an abortion, you will get a criminal record.
Absolutely crazy.
A person convicted of an offence under the Act could face an unlimited fine. Celebrating her success, Green Party Mackie, no protester and no group should be allowed to tell a woman what they are not allowed to do with their body.
Crap. On evolution. None of that is proven. None of it. It's been disproven over and over. The flood, when the flood happened, the waters came up from the earth and the sky, and that's how the mountains were created. It was the water rushing from up under the ground, you know? So when you look, I mean, there is a documentary that's absolutely beautiful, if I can remember the name of it. And it's all about creation, and it's a scientific look at creation and how it happened. And it makes so much sense that you go, that's why the sky is blue. Everybody looks up when they're 5, 6, 7 years old and say, why is the sky blue? They explain to you why the sky is blue. I mean, it's a beautiful documentary, and I'll try to find it so we can share that later. But yeah, this is insane. But it's, you know, it's the devil. That's what he's doing. Satan, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Yeah. And that's exactly what's happening.
I knew it was. So when I was researching, and I've spoken about this before, when I was researching the occult, in particular, when I was researching Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, and Aleister Crowley and their 10-point plan, number one, so this was way back at the beginning of the last century, number one was to remove God from society and schools. So it's not really a surprise, but I didn't realize it was to this extreme. I got to be honest. I knew they'd taken him out, but I didn't think they were banning it. And, you know, well, they're obviously going to the extreme, and they, do you know what I mean? They're allowed to do whatever they want. They can do all this gender bending, all of this crap, which is destroying little kids' minds, and they're not allowed to preach the word of God. Unbelievable. In fact, they're banned from doing it. We have got to reach out to this guy, Lou.
This is the demoralization of society.
Yeah.
You know, and now what they're trying to bring in is the normalization. That's what you're seeing now, is to make it all normal. So we've already been demoralized. That's why you've got drag queens reading stories to 3 and 4 and 5 year olds, you know, at public libraries and schools and whatever. We've been demoralized. They've taken the fathers out. They've done, you know, we're at the end of their game too. If we all had not woken up, they would have succeeded to have taken over this world. I mean, it really opens your eyes as to just how close we came to losing everything we've known as a society.
As I do. I've researched this man so much. Even when people are talking, I can see, or hear, I should say, Alfred Kinsey's ideology coming out of their mouths, even though they don't realize it, right? So when I saw it, it just absolutely threw me, because obviously we know that he's still considered a god, you know, he's the father of the sexual liberation movement, right? He's still considered this icon within this movement, but people will say he's not connected to it. Yes, he absolutely is, along with others. And this guy was a paedophile. This guy was a relentless paedophile, and the things that him and his associates did to these little babies is unspeakable. And I'm talking babies from 8 weeks of age, right? basically sexual abuse, torture and rape from 8 weeks of age right up to 16-year-olds, which he presented in his publication under the child data, Sexual Behaviour in the Human Male, right? So I just wanted to go down to see what they had to say about him. So I was scrolling down and they gave about where he was born, and he remains the most influential figure in American intellectual history. You know, they're bigging him up like this, like I expected anyway. And the biography and his sex research and, you know, all of this stuff. I already know all this stuff, even though they've left out a lot of it. And then when I got, first of all, later life and death, Kinsey died on August the 25th, 1956. That's true, right? This is a lie. Due to a heart condition combined with pneumonia. No, what the reason Alfred Kinsey died, right, is because he circumcised, because he was a sadomasochist and he needed extreme pain to be able to get his pleasure. He circumcised himself in the bath, right, without any anesthetic, and he bled out, right, and he got an infection in his testicles called orchitis, which then led to infection elsewhere in the body, and that's why he died. He didn't die from a heart condition, well, he might have died from a heart condition, but it was caused by the infection in his testicles. Right, because he was an absolute,
and he did it with a pocket knife.
Yeah, he did it with a pocket knife. Right, so this is the man who is influenced the whole Western world. Mind, I mean the whole Western world, and this is why we got this education today through this man. Right, and he was a psychopath. And they talk a little bit about sexual behavior in the human male and his statistics and whatever, and the sexual behaviors. But when it comes down to controversy, this is the bit that really angered me, right? I knew they weren't going to mention it, but it just did trigger me. Kinsey has been criticized for his voyeuristic attitude towards sex, often encouraging those who work with him to engage in sexual activities among themselves and with him. That's true. Accordingly, one of the co-authors of Sexual Behaviors in the Human Male said that, excuse my language, quote, he just fucks everybody, which is true, and everything, animals included. That's not written in there, that's just something I know. He was also known to have filmed sexual acts, included his co-workers in his attic at home, which he did, and he also did it in Indiana University because he had a soundproof room in Indiana University. In addition, speculation has been cast on aspects of Kinsey's data collection, including his choice to interview people who did represent white society, as well as relying on volunteers instead of a controlled sample, and irregularities in some of his data. Okay, that's true as well. This bit. After his death, because they would have had to mention it, they would have had to at least reference it, even though they don't go into any sort of detail. After his death, it came to light that all research that explored paedophilia was based on an interview with one person, not, as had been proclaimed by Kinsey, multiple people. Such revelations cast some of his research into doubt, as well as the knowledge that he had solicited information but did not report it. Now, that's true, but what reminds me up is it wasn't just one paedophile, like they say now, because all of the people since Kinsey, right, the directors of the Kinsey Institute, and you can find them talking about this, and they were all, because it's documented, the only paedophile that they'll admit here is Fritz von Balusek, right? It was a Nazi paedophile. And the only reason that they admit that is because he, after Kinsey's death, he got caught murdering a 10-year-old girl after raping her, and I don't know how many kids he raped over the years, absolutely loads. And he was the one who was collecting his data for Kinsey. One of nine, or more than nine, was collecting data for Kinsey, and he was doing it precisely because Alfred Kinsey told him to do it. He wasn't just doing it for the sake of it. Alfred Kinsey requested it from him. And not only that, it doesn't mention anything about where those kids came from. And Alfred Kinsey, because he was a CIA asset during the Second World War, where he should have been at war, because there was nothing wrong with him, he was allowed not to be there. He didn't do national service because they wanted him working on their sexuality. But he was in Rockland State Hospital, which was a mental institution, and Greystone, I think it was the other one. They were both mental asylums, and that is where he did a lot of his experiments on these babies with lots of other paedophiles. So what really wound me up is they've put a little tiny bit in there and left it all out, but so overshadowed it with the rest of this article of how great he was, and, you know, how influential his work has been, and, you know, and I'm like, so on an LGBTQI platform, you are calling this man an icon, right, and building him up, and people are still out there saying, oh, no, it's got nothing to do with paedophiles. It's got everything to do with paedophiles. If people get caught up with that, that's not my fault. It doesn't mean I'm a homophobe because I'm stating a fact here that the LGBT platform and all the other platforms was never about gay rights. People really do have to understand that. It was all about accepting paedophilia, and look where we are now. So this was back right at the beginning, back from like the 60s when that all started.
And just completely normalizing it. It's just completely normalizing it and introducing the fact and trying to get the age, you know, these ages drop that anything goes. And then again, you've got your gay rights, and then you can also incorporate your children's right with that. That if they give consent, it's all getting and to this that is stage my point, and it's working to one agenda.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And people need to know who their platform that they're shouting about or through this Pride Month and whatever as well. Oh, it's just love is love. Well, love is love. I got blocked the other day because someone had put, oh, you know, I went to my first Pride event and, you know, it was lovely and whatever. At the end of the day, love is love. So I wrote underneath, okay, I can be a bit harsh. I understand that, right? But I wrote underneath, you do realise love is a paedophile slogan. And she come back and called me hateful, a bigot and whatever, and then blocked me. I'm like, whose side are these people on? Whose side are these people on? Do you know what I mean? They can't, you've got to look at the bigger picture here. Nothing about that. We're talking about the children. And if you can't get over that fact, even though there's lots of other people part of the gay community, you know, and they're the ones who speak out on it, there's something wrong with you, look. I'm sorry, but you can't justify for your own selfish means that these disgusting people, deviants who are hurting children, because you're offended by it. I'm sorry, it's just honestly, it really wound me up. But anyway, like I say, I did calm down because I was like, well, there you go now, because people have keep saying to me, he's not connected to that, and I knew that he was. So that the fact that he's on you now, there you go. That's just one. I bet it'll come up loads anyway. And the other story I got, right, this one, I don't know if you've seen this, guys. This was in Wales, right, the other day. Again, you know, we're talking about how they're taking God away, right? So basically, this was 15th of June. Welsh school investigated for promoting evangelical Christianity, right? So listen to this. Well done to this teacher, by the way, obviously, because that's what he was doing. But this the story just... So a school in Mid Wales is being investigated after evidence emerged it was actively promoting evangelical Christianity to its pupils. The National Secular Society has raised concerns that the head teacher at Llanidos, I'll be driving through there tomorrow, high school in Powys, is using school resources to heavily indoctrinate children by surrounding them with quotes from the Bible, even as part of scientific posters and teaching materials. He is accused of directing pupils to the evangelistic Alpha Christian course. Photographs of school planners provided to pupils reveal an advice page entitled Help in Time of Need, which includes sections on suicide, sex and abuse. The page solely refers to verses from the Bible. These verses include advice that children flee from sexual immorality, flee the evil desires of youth, and that those who look at women lustfully have already committed adultery in their heart. The section for advice on abuse points pupils towards two verses. One says, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea.
The other night, and it was after we had all the press with Biden having to be taken off stage and then him going in for a kiss with the Pope. All of a sudden, guess who makes a surprise appearance at the Tony Awards? Hillary Rodham Clinton. So they are preparing to move. They are preparing to remove Biden. Hillary, Michael, Big Mike, or Gavin Newsom, who supports the murdering of babies as soon as they come out of the womb at 40 weeks, Mr. Gavin Newsom, who is he the governor of California or the...
California. And he actually would be happy to even give them several weeks after the baby is born, if they need a little more time to make a decision.
Wow.
Yeah. That's happening in the U.S. already. They deliver a child, they lay it on the table, they look at the mom and say, you know, take your time, let us know what you think, If you think this is more than what you can handle, we can take care of it. Because they've got a whole intact baby. You know what that's worth on the black market? Piece by piece. That's what they're doing. They're aborting, they're murdering children. They are murdering children and selling their body parts on the black market.
And how many states are there are? Well, I don't think it, because now that they turned around Roe versus Wade.
No, they didn't. They didn't turn. It's not stopped. They sent it back to the states. So every state now is responsible for abortion. They have to make their own
So
laws.
there are states out there that are
Absolutely.
still allowing 40 plus week abortions.
Yep.
Guys, listen to what we're hearing tonight. All of these stories, if you can't see that this is evil, that this is Lucifer, Prince of Darkness, Satan, you need to really get right. And I know maybe many people are just laughing because you believe it's just a myth, because that's, you know, that's what you've been told. But it's really not just honest. Oh,
It's no joke.
it's no
No
joke.
joke.
You just got to understand the Bible. You just do. And I tell you, when you do, if you find just when you do, I tell you what, it's the greatest book ever written. I mean, and it's all there, and it's and we are living in prophetic times right now. This is it. This is it. And guys, you've got to wake up to it. Look around you. Look at what's going into your kids' heads. Look at what they're doing. Yeah. Catherine.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it? Like, what have we become? Do you know what I mean? It's even we even have to discuss these things, you know? It is horrendous. It's absolutely soul destroying. And it's just happening all over. It's got to stop. It really has got to stop.
But we
Yeah.
don't hear any of these news stories anywhere across the mainstream. Like, you don't hear these
No.
news stories. You know, these stories should be headlines everywhere. For Christ's sake, a teacher's being under investigation for talking about the creation and doing pictures of Bible times. What the hell?
I
Well,
know. And you know, they banned Robin D. Bullock from Facebook for life because he was preaching on the blood sacrifice.
crazy. It says it
Yep.
all. Yeah, it says it all.
It really does.
On that note, everybody, we'll be back on Friday. Kat won't be. She's going to have a week free, hopefully uninterrupted, with the family in lovely North Wales. So we're going to miss her, but she will be back the
I
following
will
week.
be, of course. I'll be back next week, next Friday. So I'll be
Amazing.
back next Friday
And we
show.
have a special coming out. Kat and I did an interview. It's taken me ages. I want to make a good video to go along with it. It will be coming out in the next 48 hours. So look out for that. Christine, final words from you, my love.
Well, just excited. We are in the last days. While you're hearing a lot of the negative news today, don't get down. Just know that you need to stand on faith. We have the power and authority to turn this all around. We just have to learn how to use it, guys.
And Christine, would you mind attaching your prayer PDF in the post? Would that be
Oh,
okay?
sure. Yeah, the armor and the prayer, I'll do that.
Thank you very much. Kat, last words from you, my love.
Well, just have a really good week, everybody. Have a good, productive week, whatever you're doing. And I will be back next week. And goodbye to you two lazies as well. Have a great week, both of you.
Thank you, darling. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, Kat's blog, Q Team Awesome. On Truth for Christine, and we're on Facebook, Liberty Tactics, we're on Instagram, collins.lu, and we're on TikTok. So we will be back on Friday. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, we'd very much appreciate it. And that's it. God bless. We'll be back Friday.
God bless.
God bless, guys.